pretty clear that this deal is mostly about practicality, about expanding the footprint of Google Talk and Google advertising. And for eBay, it's a practical deal because it gives them an entree into Google's world.
This is PodTech News for Monday, August 28th. I'm Catherine Giraudot. That was Andrew Frank, a research director who covers marketing and advertising technology for Gartner, Inc. And what he was referring to was a partnership announced today between Google and eBay that makes Google the exclusive provider of text-based advertising for eBay's international auction sites. Yahoo made a similar deal with eBay earlier this year for text-based ads on eBay's domestic auction sites. Another component of the deal with Google announced today is click-to-call. Users can click on an advertisement or a product listing on eBay and be connected to the seller via a VoIP call. Though neither company is disclosing the deal's exact terms, they have said it involves revenue sharing. And what a potential goldmine of revenue to share. To explore some implications of this huge deal, I called Andrew Frank, the analyst you heard from earlier. He's with Gartner, Inc.
Hi, this is Andrew.
Hi, Andrew. This is Catherine Giraudot at podtech.net.
I asked Andrew about the interoperability plans between Google Talk and Skype.
eBay owns Skype and PayPal, and Google just recently launched Google Talk and Google Checkout, which are essentially rival services to those two. But now they're talking about interoperability, at least between Skype and Google Talk.
Yes, very interesting development as far as that goes. It kind of begs the question of whether Skype was really necessary for eBay to purchase if they were going to go this route. But on the other hand, I think it's interesting to speculate that Google Talk interoperability deal certainly does make it difficult for other players to compete without being interoperable with those two giants. I think the other thing is this is really about getting the click-to-call model off the ground. I think that there's clearly a kind of a generation gap when it comes to the whole concept of using your computer as a phone, and there's certainly a lot of things about the way it would work that really need to be established before the model takes off and is validated as something that's secure and worth the rather high price we would expect advertisers to be asked to pay for it.
Now, eBay CEO Meg Whitman has said this deal is not likely to affect eBay's financial results this year or next. And, you know, neither of them are saying anything about that. But do you have any speculation about what this deal might mean for Google's or eBay's bottom lines?
All I can say is that the reports are that they're going to be rolling this out sometime in 2007, so it seems to me that there's a bit of groundwork to be laid before we start seeing it affect the bottom line. People seem to jump to conclusions about Google's strategy a little bit too quickly, perhaps, and take every single deal as an indication of some kind of long-term secret plan that they have. And it's pretty clear that this deal is mostly about practicality, about expanding the footprint of Google Talk and Google advertising. And for eBay, it's a practical deal because it gives them an entree into Google's world. So I think, you know, if anything, it should make people realize that these are pretty mature companies in terms of the way they're thinking about their businesses and their deal-making.
I talked with Andrew Frank, a research director with Gartner, Inc., by phone from his office in New York. This is PodTech News.